ओम शांति। बाबा हैज गिवन अस मेनी डिफरेंट एस्पेक्ट्स अबाउट मेंटेनिंग वन्स ओन डिग्निटी, सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट एंड बीइंग एबल टू गिव रिस्पेक्ट टू अदर्स। सो दिस अ वेरी डिटेल्ड मोरली अबाउट what we need to do and how to do it. But Baba's also taken up the subject of the programs that Dadiji initiated at the end of January or early February, in which he challenged everyone to have a program for 100,000 people. At that time, the Brahmin population was only 600,000 all over Bharat, or the world. But Gujarat, Ahmedabad, Sarala Devi took up the challenge instantly, and they had a program for over 100,000 people in Ahmedabad. And the next place to take up the challenge was Mumbai. And so Baba's praised Dadiji greatly, and you'll hear that. But also, Baba has asked the question, well, how is it that Ahmedabad and Bombay were able to do this in such a short space of time? And Baba's answer is, determination and unity. So a handful of people with determination, but coming together with everybody else in unity, and it happened. And if today we are still asking ourselves the question, well, how can the darkness of Kali Yuga be lifted and the light of Satyug come back again? I think it's the same answer. I don't think it's any different to what it was then. Determination and unity. And it reminded me that at one point I'd gone to Dadi in Shantivan and I'd been asked to take up the topic of unity. And so I said to Daddy, Daddy wasn't well, but well enough to meet individuals. So Daddy wasn't taking classes, and so we'd been asked. And so I said to Daddy, Daddy, this is the topic I've been given. Can you share a few words about it? Because in a few words, Daddy would give a beautiful summary. Yes, Daddy would give a class for an hour, but also she had the ability to just capture the essence and share the essence in a few words. And so I'll tell you the Hindi words she used, because they're very lovely. And the first one was Ekant Priya. One's love for, one who has love for solitude. And then antarmukhi, introversion. And I said that, Daddy, the topic's about unity. I thought that maybe Daddy hadn't heard me properly. And she says, yes, 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 I know, I know. And she carried on. And she said that the next step was ekagarchit, concentration. And she said that if souls go through these different stages, then they're going to get to a point where then ekta, you can see all those ache, 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 one, one, one. Then ekta, then unity is possible. And it changed my whole attitude to what I understood about unity and what I was going to share about unity. So as I said, in just a few words, that he explained a process that was very powerful. And today, reflecting on that, I was reminded that the souls who came first to Baba in the days of Hyderabad and then moving to Karachi, they all followed this formula without being told that this is a formula, because all of them were very, very much interested in inner solitude. They all lived in joint families. Nobody lived as a nuclear family in those days. So some had an extension family of 10, some 20, some 30, some more. But they all lived together. And they lived together within their Laukic family in harmony. But also, when they came to Baba, very quickly, they adjusted with each other. There was no time lag between arrival and a slow process of actually understanding and adjusting and coming to unity. Because the process had been different. It started inside in a very deep way, and it was then reflected outside in a very natural way. So today Baba's talked a lot about soul consciousness also, but yet still this journey inside. And so on a personal level, it's something that we all give attention to at some times or another, but can this really be the focus of my effort? And yes, it's Christmas time, and so a lot of attention is outside, which is fine. Baba always wants us to have balance. So it's not just sannyasis who say, okay, we're just going to focus on the inside and never mind what's going on outside and go off to the Himalayas or the jungle. But even though we live in this family, a very big family, also at our centers, a smaller family, but still a family. And so that those steps are still steps that if I'm feeling that there isn't harmony, there isn't unity, then the reasons are actually deep down in terms of inner effort. And if you're focused on, even if there is a small number within a gathering for making that quality of effort and creating that state of harmony and unity, even if it's within a small group, then the power of that is going to radiate out and influence the bigger family, so that the bigger family also begins to move in that direction. And so, how much love do I have for solitude? Am I truly interested in being able to go into the depths of what's going on inside my own inner world? Because I don't think we give enough time to ourselves still. And I know Baba has some new children, but also Baba has many old children here, and I don't mean physically age, some also, but people who've been meditating 40 years, 50 years, London being the first center outside Bharat means that we have the largest number of seniors than anywhere else in the world. Historically, that's a reality. Dadi came, and Dadi gave so much time and love and attention. And so we see the results of that in many, many different ways today. Because sometimes when there's a gathering of teachers and I look around and it's teachers here in the UK, majority are over 40 years experience in Gyan.
And if I go to some other places where the centers were established much later on, then it's only a handful who raise their hands that they've been in Gyan over 25, 30 years. So history has its own part to play. So at this moment, the effort I need to make, yes, enjoy the celebrations, give your time and energy in supporting and creating whatever celebrations happen, but making time for the self isn't something by the clock. It's something that's happening internally. And so, even if there are other things going on outside, what am I doing inside? There are things I need to give attention to out there, which is fine. But more importantly, what is it that I'm giving attention to inside? And so, that stage of having love for solitude, and of course, Ekant carries the two concepts, being able to know the self and spend time with the self in a solitude, but also ek ka ant. If I want to go into the depths of the being who is the truth, the being who is God, again, I need that space internally and that love to be able to experience that. So, ekant priya. Do I love solitude and am I using my time in the best possible way? And this first aspect about knowing myself, it's very strange that I can be with Baba 10 years, 20 years, and maybe there are things that are going on inside that I haven't yet identified. Others can see it, but I don't see it myself. And so only when I'm really honest with myself and see what it is I need to change, is that change going to happen. Somebody else seeing it and telling me, maybe I won't even accept it. But to be able to see myself and acknowledge that this is the seed, this is the root cause of various other things that are going on that aren't working out as I would like them to work out. Very often when we see things not happening in the way that we wish outside, of course the finger goes out there, but three fingers are pointing at me. And so, can I take that signal? And I know that more or less from today, tomorrow, it's the whole period of holiday time and lots of time, even within the celebrations, lots of time for the self to look at the self deeply and ask myself, well, why is it that things aren't working outside? And so then maybe I can find answers and sort them out. So the first step, love for solitude. The second step, introversion. How much time am I spending inside? And how much of my attention is still out there? It's a big story. And only through deep inner attention is there going to be the stage of soul consciousness that Baba talks about so much. How many sakar muralis have there been in recent times just telling us to have remembrance, 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 remembrance. But of course, remembrance can only happen if there is that first attention inside. Can't happen just like that. It's in bhakti they try to go up above, but they don't quite manage it. A, because they don't know who, where, what, but also because their minds are not at the right frequency. The frequency is here, and I'm trying to connect there. It doesn't work. And so the practice of soul consciousness, deeply with attention. One thought can take my attention way out there, and one thought can bring it back in. But if I'm still fluctuating, then the one thought out there leads to 1,000 others. And so, antarmukhi, and then the stage of concentration, focus. Kaliyug is famous for its distractions. Baba tells us that this is the time that Maya is the most beautiful. It's true. On the one side, we would say that Maya is at its tamopradhan stage, the max, but that also translates as being the one that's so attractive that you can't stop yourself from following it through and seeing, oh, what's this, what's this, what's this? And so it's like, you know, the packaging you have at Christmas time, the boxes. One wrapper comes off, another wrapper comes off, another wrapper comes off, another wrapper comes off. And what is there inside? Probably something very tiny. And so Maya, many, many wrappers and many, many ways to distract us. And so within that world, my practice, and of course we've lost that practice very much, but to develop that practice and come back again and again to, in my meditation, focusing on Baba. I don't want to give my attention to anything else. That's why the Ekant Priya, my love for solitude, my love to go into the depths of one. And so they say that where your attention goes, energy flows. And so if my attention is on the connection with one, then I'll make sure that my energy is moving in that direction and my energy doesn't get distracted by all the other things that Kaliyuga is inventing. Every day there are new inventions by Maya. And people think it's inventions by all our clever scientists and technical people. But in fact, it's Maya. It's Maya that's creating all of this. They don't know it. It's okay. But we understand. But we get distracted. So the focus, just the practice of concentration. There's another factor actually also that I'm now remembering. I heard it many, many years ago, but it's getting worse and worse. And it's being acknowledged more and more. There's more than 800 chemicals that are floating around in the waters, in the atmosphere, in the food, in the underground system of the soil, and everything. And this was, as I say, some years ago that they gave the figure 800. Now it's probably more than that. So how are all these chemicals impacting us? And they said that they're impacting the immune system. And we see that in a very big way. The multiplication of cancers, and that's one thing, but many other things. So the impact on the immune system. And secondly, the impact on our concentration. 20 years ago, the capacity of concentration and the capacity of concentration generally today, and we see a vast difference, and not just in children, it's in adults also. The children, you can, it's more visible, and also because they don't mask anything, you see it immediately. But in fact, for all adults too, that's another factor. And so immunity and the factor of concentration, and the third one, the nervous system generally. And so the reactivity of people, that's also part of this whole story. And so what do we do about that? Yes, you can try eating organic food, but you're still sharing the same air as everybody else. And all those things are organic, but still deep, deep down in the soil, have their chemicals been removed? That we don't even know how many chemicals there are. So a lot of ifs and buts and maybes, but the only way to deal with that, Baba gave us a beautiful answer in a Murali that I think nobody can forget. Baba spoke about cooking in remembrance, offering to Baba with love, and then eating in remembrance, so that every mouthful you take is in remembrance. And so if I'm practicing that, then yes, definitely, this is also going to be helpful for my capacity of concentration. It's not just a system that we have. In bhakti, things continue as a ritual, as a system. But what is the reality of offering to God? They've no idea. And today we understand, but also now I understand more about why Baba is teaching us, has been teaching us these things for the last 80 plus years. Only eat food cooked by Brahmins, offered to God, and have that. So when people begin the journey, then at first they find it quite difficult. What about my relatives? What about this one? What about this one? But if I understand the deep meaning and I'm committed to that, then I share that. I don't talk about, but you're not celibate, but the fact that there has to be a process of purity with which we cook and offer, and definitely the offering of food, if you tell people about that, how many people in their laukik homes offer to God. And so if I understand Baba's systems well myself, then I know that there's a reason why Baba's asking me to do this. And if I don't understand, there's plenty of people around who are more experienced, and you'd be able to find out further from them. But step by step, so when there's that state of concentration, and my connection is with one, and your connection, everyone's connection is with one, then the ekta, then coming to a unified decision becomes very easy. And so the way to move forward is really through that inner effort on each one's part. But I can't say anything for what others will do, but what I can do for myself, and others will also gravitate, and others will want to make the same effort, so that then we move together in the same direction. And it doesn't take us discussion and debate, but one says, the other agrees. And so, ek ne kaha, dusri ne mana. Usko kehte hain gyani yogi. One says, the other agrees, and that is what is described as a gyani and yogi soul. So enjoy the season. Happy Christmas to everyone. I think you'll be hearing about the program for Christmas. Om Shanti.